You're listening to The Morning Magazine. I'm Alexis Kenyon. The University of Colorado Board of Regents met last week to discuss a handful of increasingly hot topic issues, from concealed carry on campus to increased tuition. Henry Larson, the editor-in-chief of CU Independent, was at the meeting and joins us today in studio to give us an update. Henry, thanks so much for being here.
It's a pleasure.
Okay, so there's been a lot of big news that came out of the meeting late last week. Give us a rundown.
So February 9th was when the Regents held their meeting, and there were a few big pieces of information that came out of that. I think first you had two advocacy groups show up to sit in on the meeting itself. You had members of the United Campus Workers, which is the CU Boulder Union. You also had several gun violence prevention advocacy groups there, along with members of the student government, and they were there to talk about a concealed carry ban on campus. And then finally, the other piece of news that they discussed and that's noteworthy is the university is expecting to increase tuition by about 4% for all of its undergraduate and graduate students, as they expect a lack of enrollment and some budgetary strain in the next fiscal year.
Yeah, this is a complex issue, the idea of raising tuition on students. Tell me what the discussion was during the meeting.
Yeah, so it's pretty complicated. This was a discussion that was brought by the university system's budget officers. They presented to the Regents, and they said that they were expecting to have some budget shortfalls, some strains placed on them in the coming year. And that's due to a lot of reasons: inflation, a lack of enrollment. There are some people that say that increased wages are also adding to that stress. But there's also a lot of minor causes per campus. So for CU Boulder, they say that the constant need for construction and development of campus facilities is costing a lot of money. There's an increased emphasis on needing more technological upgrades on campus that's costing money. And then the other picture that university leaders have been saying forever now is that the state isn't giving them enough money. And of course, state officials and the university leaders go back and forth on this all the time. But right now, the state could be allocating anywhere between 6.8% and somewhere around 13% of an increase in their normal funding for the next fiscal year.
How much are they talking about increasing tuition? And what are you guys already paying?
4% increase in tuition. Right now, you know, out-of-state students could be paying $30,000 a year.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
In-state students pay less. I pay less as an in-state student. It's pretty variable, but CU Boulder has a reputation as an expensive school.
Right. And this is a state school. It's not a private school.
That's right. The university also saw some interesting financial challenges earlier. At the end of 2022, their financial investments, the C Foundation's financial investments, didn't do as well as they'd hoped. They lost several million dollars in their investments. And so university leaders have basically been on the back foot, fiscally speaking. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a investment portfolio that's valued at over $2 billion.
Yeah.
So it's already quite valuable. But they have been facing some financial challenges. And so I think they're looking for ways to do that, to recoup those losses without putting more strain on the coffers they have on offer.
Okay, so concealed carry also came up in this meeting. Tell me about this.
Yeah, there was a lot. I think the other thing that's really interesting to mention is the student government push to ban concealed carry on campus. There's only about a dozen schools in the country that allow concealed carry on campus, and CU Boulder is one of them. And so on February 9th, you had several student government members and gun violence advocacy groups at the meeting who were arguing for the Regents to overturn or to reintroduce a ban on concealed carry.
Right. And this has an interesting history with the Board of Regents. Tell me about that.
It does. And the history goes back to 1970. Pretty much. You know, this was the era of the Vietnam War. There were anti-war, anti-military protests. And an ROTC office at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, was bombed. And around that same time, there was also a massive anti-military, anti-war protest on CU Boulder campus. starting at the University Memorial Center. And so the region's initial ban of the concealed carry of firearms was not because of gun violence prevention groups. It was because of anti-war protesters and domestic terrorism in the 1970s. And that ban on concealed carry was later upheld in 1994. And then you get into 2003. In 2003, the Colorado State Legislature passes a concealed carry amendment, which says that concealed carry permit holders can carry throughout the state except in a few places, like government buildings, places with security, checkpoints, public, primary, and secondary schools. And the then Attorney General, Ken Salazar, he issues an opinion saying this amendment doesn't infringe on the region's ability to dictate how they run their campus. It's non-binding, however, and so a group of student activists, Students for Concealed Carry, the acronym is SCCC, they sue the regents and say that this law, the Concealed Carry Amendment, should prevent them from banning concealed carry on campus. Now, they lose their initial attempt in El Paso County in 2008, but in 2012, the Colorado Supreme Court hears their appeal and overturns the decision, meaning that the regents have to overturn their ban of concealed carry. But that doesn't stick around forever. You have many years go by and you have increased advocacy around gun violence. 2012, of course, was also the year of the Arvada shooting. And then in 2021, at the Table Mesa King Supers, it hits far closer to home for CU Boulder community members than gun violence has ever had in the past. And so there are several bills passed by the Colorado legislature, signed by Governor Polis, restricting firearm access and use in the state. And one of those overturns the law that the Colorado Supreme Court used to say the Students for Concealed Carry were right in their civil suit, meaning that the decision in the regents versus Students for Concealed Carry is void. It doesn't apply anymore. So now it's 2023, and student government leaders are now saying, because this Supreme Court case is no longer relevant, this Colorado Supreme Court case is no longer relevant, now we want the regents to take action and ban concealed carry on campus.
And what was the response?
The response was, we'll think about it. It was a far better response than these activists who have been pursuing this for about a year now, probably maybe a little longer than a year. It's far better than they've heard in the past, but they went and they spoke in front of the regents, and the regents said that they're going to be able to take this to the committees that discuss these issues. Their meeting is on April 17. And then that committee will then decide whether to send this issue back to the regions to vote on. The earliest they could do that would be April 27th. Whether or not that happens is somewhat up for debate. The members of the Campus Affairs Committee that would hear this issue are somewhat split, actually, both in partisan affiliation and in their stance on gun control. It's not entirely clear how they would vote. So there's a lot that's up in the air about how university leaders will move when they're talking about this ban.
Well, that said, I mean, since that meeting, there have been two gun threats, or at least two gun scares, in news about guns, if not on campus, right next to campus. I mean, do you think the frequency of gun-related news and people's fear is going to affect their decision?
I think if there's one thing that Boulder residents have been more aware of since 2021, it's the sheer amount of times gun violence or the threat of gun violence has entered our lives and been prominent in the way we think about going about our day-to-day. You know, I covered the King Super shooting the day it happened, the hour it happened, and then throughout the coming days that followed. And I've seen the way the community has changed in many ways. I think that there's a very clear reason people don't want to see concealed carry allowed on campus. And that's not to say there aren't people who are advocating for concealed carry, because there are. There are people, especially people who responded to the story that we wrote about this issue, who are saying, you know, if the regents pass a ban on concealed carry, they're not going to comply with it. And I think that's really interesting, because this is a deep-seated right that many people feel they have. And the issue of safety doesn't ring true for them as right. It does for people who are incredibly concerned about the presence of firearms right. In day-to-day life.
Henry Larson is the editor-in-chief of CU Independent. Henry, thank you so much for talking with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Alexis.